You're listening to SBS News.
A refugee on Manus Island has set himself on fire, marking the latest in a rising number of suicide and self-harm attempts at Australia's offshore detention centres. Human rights lawyers say the incident occurred just a week after another refugee attempted suicide and another self-harmed. Human Rights Law Centre Legal Director Katie Robertson says since the federal election was decided, there has been an increase in the number of asylum seekers and refugees attempting suicide and self-harm.
We have seen a spike in incidents since the federal election, but what's important to remember here is what we are seeing unfolding is the result of six long years of a really brutal, cruel and punitive policy in which people have no hope for their future.
Currently, over 400 refugees remain on Manus Island and over 300 on Nauru, many of whom have been there for 6 years with no resettlement in sight. Manus Island refugee Benham Satter says many on the island cannot stop thinking of death and feel there is no reason for them to want to go on. Refugee Action Coalition spokesperson Ian Rintoul says the deteriorating mental health of many refugees and asylum seekers being held by the Australian government offshore is a major concern. He says he can't see the situation for the people being held there improving.
Everyone has been quite shocked that the level of self-harm and attempted suicide has remained as high, you know, as it is. And a number of the people have not just tried once, they've tried, you know, two and three times. So it's difficult to overstate. I don't think you can overstate the seriousness of the situation.
Australia's Department of Home Affairs has issued a statement saying the government is working closely with the governments of PNG and Nauru to ensure transferees are provided with appropriate health and welfare support services. It says they are committed to helping both islands provide specialised care for refugees and asylum seekers.
Health care on Nauru is available 24 hours a day and included emergency services. The Australian government supports the government of Nauru by contracting specialist health services, which include but are not limited to psychology, psychiatry, trauma counselling, dentistry, radiography, pharmacy services and physiotherapy. Healthcare in PNG is delivered through the Pacific International Hospital, which provides a range of general and specialised services through qualified medical professionals.
Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintoul, however, says that is not true. He says he's been on Manus Island and Nauru and has daily contact with people there, and he knows about the facilities.
There is no welfare support on Manus Island. You've got 14 people now who are in Shamrock. There's no supervision there, there's no care, there's no medical staff. You've got people who have attempted suicide have been left on the floors of police cells until the police themselves, you know, have insisted to doctors that they be taken out of the police cells. Like, it is just ridiculous statement.
Advocacy groups are calling on the Morrison government to take immediate action to address the medical emergency. The Human Rights Law Centre wants the government to remove all men and women from offshore detention immediately. Legal Director Katie Robertson says they have both a legal and moral responsibility to ensure refugees and asylum seekers are safe and in an environment where they are able to rebuild their lives.
It is ultimately the Australian government's responsibility to ensure that the men and women that remain trapped in limbo on Nauru and Manus are brought to safety, and are brought to safety urgently before we see any further tragedies unfold.
Listeners seeking support can contact Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 2246 36. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.